I'm David Green, traveling with Barack Obama, who showed up at a sun-splashed park in Cincinnati.
Thank you very much. What a spectacular day that the Lord has made.
As for those attacks from McCain,
I can take four more weeks of John McCain's attacks, but I know this, America can't take four more years of John McCain's policies, George Bush's policies. We can't take that.
Obama also had some attacks of his own. He talked about how in this housing crisis, the nation's bankruptcy laws seem unfair because judges can't adjust mortgages on first homes. Obama suggested one multiple homeowner who doesn't have to worry.
Why would you help somebody who's got seven homes, but not help the person who's only got one house? You know, that might help John McCain sleep easier tonight, but it won't do anything for people like you.
All day, the candidate crossed Ohio by bus. This state wasn't friendly to Obama in the primaries. He had trouble winning over less affluent white voters. Now, he's making a new pitch, bringing up the financial meltdown at every stop. At a final rally last night in Portsmouth, Ohio, Obama spoke about the day's plunge on Wall Street.
Now's not the time for fear or panic. Now's the time for resolve, and now's the time for leadership. Now's the time to come together with the determination that we can steer ourselves out of this crisis and restore confidence in the American economy.
Meanwhile, Obama's campaign has bought a half hour of time on several major TV networks on the night of October 29th. The campaign isn't discussing details, but that day is the anniversary of Black Tuesday, when the market crashed ahead of the Great Depression. David Green, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.